friend Brent Douglas some time ago, and he said, I would love you to meet a great young man who God is raising up in the nation, Tawhiti Little John. He's from Kaiwaka, and he said, if you ever go into his church, he said, it's just pregnant with the atmosphere of God. He said, it's one of the true revival atmospheres I've experienced for a long time. without question. And I said, man, I'd love to meet him. Love to meet him. And then had the occasion to be in up with you guys. And Tawhiti arrived at the airport at the same time as I did, and I was on the same plane as Brent. And so he introduced me to him, and I as soon as I saw you and I shook your hand, I could just feel a real weightiness in the spirit, and also a real genuine sweetness of spirit, and just such a heart for the Lord. And I thought, oh my goodness, I can see what Brent's saying. And so it's I haven't had the privilege of hearing Tawhiti preach. I'm really looking forward to it. But I have seen him on some YouTube clips, and I just love what he's saying. I love the spirit that's coming across. So I want you to really welcome Tawhiti Little John. I believe he's becoming a significant voice in our nation. I'm so thrilled with what you said, Norm, and I just totally agree. It's giving me hope for the nation that God is raising up I don't even want to say among the Maori people in some respects, because I don't see race, but I understand what you're saying, and it's filling me with hope, because I know that as God raises up His people to the rightful place, to equip the church in this nation, it's bringing our nation closer and closer to, I believe, the greatest outpouring this nation has seen, and it's seen some amazing outpourings, especially in those early days. So, Tawhiti, God bless you. Come on up. We welcome you. We love you. Yes, let it rip. And you need a little light, don't you?
Oh,
have
it's
you got
good.
That light?
It's all good.
We need light on you. You got that little light that's disappeared?
It's sweet. Tuhi aki te rangi, tuhi aki te whenua, tuhi aki te ngākau o ngā tangata katoa, ko te mēnui, ko te aroha ati hei wā Māori ora. He honore, he kororea kia ihoa o ngā mano, nau te mana, te ihi, me te rangatiritanga. E mihi ana ki te mana whenua, o Ngāi Tahu, o Christchurch, o Tautahi, e tū ki ngā tapuai o te atua, kei tēnei pito, tēnā koutou katoa. E mihi ana e ngā matua, e ngā whaia, e ngā rangatira o ngā hāhi katoa. E mihi ana ki a kōrua matua, Wes rāua ko whaia Janet, i māhana ana te ngākau mō tō reo whakatau, tēnā kōrua. Ko puke kāraro te maunga, ko kaipara te moana, ko mahuhu ki te rangi te waka, ko ronga mai te tangata, ko Ngāti Whātua te iwi, ko te uria hau te hapu, ko Otamatea te marae, ko Tawhiri, tōku ingoa, tēnā koutou katoa. I first of all give honour and glory to our Lord, to our Saviour, to Ihua o ngā mano, who is Jehovah of the thousands. I honour him in that way, because that's the way that I was taught through my people, the Morehu, the Ratana people, who were great movers and shakers, and who stewarded a move of God unlike any other the nation or the world has seen. I am a koata, an offshoot of my ancestors who stood to fight the fight of faith and who stood to fight for kotahitanga, unity among Māori and Pākehā. If you come to my marae, Otamatea, there's a bus given from the Queen to signify the special relationship that we have with Pākehā. And that is still there today. So when you come to our marae, that's your place of whakapapa where you stand, because my ancestors invited the European to come and live among us so that we can be one people under the true God. And that's the legacy that we carry today. So even if I wanted to go the other way, I cannot. The Spirit of God has been chasing me down because of the legacy that's in my blood and in my DNA, which is the same for my children and their children, because the generation goes down 1,000 blessings. Secondly, I'd like to honor the mana whenua, ngai tahu. It's always important when you go to an area to honor the gatekeepers of the land. Because when you honor them, they have the keys to unlock this region. And when they say, bro, you pray, you move, then you got that authority. Until they say go, I won't go unless they say go. That's a principle that we use in Te Ao Māori, but also all over Polynesia and indigenous cultures. If we go to another whenua, we don't move unless the locals say you are allowed to move, because we welcome you here as guests to partner with the kingdom of heaven. And that's a principle that we live by, a value that we stand so strong. It's a bit like this. If I come into someone's house and did whatever I want in their house, and I'm in the kingdom, you're in the kingdom, and I just go and smack your kids because I don't like what they're doing, then I'm out of order in the kingdom. Or if I go in there and I'm not invited, I just go, hey man, like some of you I don't know, and I just rocked on into your house, hey, who are you? I'm a son of God. We're brothers and sisters in the Lord. And then I just go and get a coffee. You'll be like, who the heck are you? Get out of my house. But if you invited me and says, hey, welcome, have a cup of tea, have a kai, then we're whānau in the same house. The same principle applies to us as Māori, because our whenua is our maungas, our awa, our rivers, and the place where our tūranga waiwa is, where our ancestors stood. So when you come up to Te Whare Tapu or Ngāpuhi and Ngāti Whātua, when you come there, we give you a warm, gracious welcome. If we have prophets and apostles come, they get welcomed into the gateway of the north, which is Kaiwaka, the place where we stand. But we don't just welcome anyone. We come and we check out who you are. Are you real, or are you just telling, you know, fibs? Or we want to check your wairua. We want to see who are you. And so I felt it's very important that you know who I am. Because in our culture, we don't want to know what you know. We want to know who are you. And whose are you? Where do you come from? Where did you come from? Who is your people? Because we want to make a connection which builds whanaungatanga, family. Then after that, we build manaakitanga, where we show hospitality, love. And then it becomes kotahitanga, because we come into the same house as kingdom sons. All good? So it's so amazing. We in Ngāti Whātua, we're the gateway to the north. And then we get Ngāpuhi to come down, and then we get them to do the wero and scare them a little bit. And then once we see, okay, these people are all good, then Ngāpuhi escorts them up through the north. But we take them first to our marae, the sacred places of the whenua, so that when they're being welcomed through, they have that access to move in kingdom glory and power. Now, I say this to many people, I don't care how anointed you are, if you're Benny Hinn, some of you might not like Benny Hinn, but if you're a guy that's super anointed and you haven't been authorized by tangata whenua, your word has no authority. Some of you are like, what? I can tread on any area, I can claim for the kingdom. It doesn't work like that. If you understand spiritual warfare, everyone has a place. And the only place we have authority is where God said for you to go and do. And the kingdom is a place of honor. So I'm here to honor people here today. The next, I honored all of you here in this church. Everyone from different areas from Christchurch. I come with just aroha and love yous all. And I honored our amazing hosts who so amazingly welcomed me into your beautiful whare. I feel like I've known you guys forever. Like, man, I just feel home. I feel home. Your people are beautiful. Your people are amazing. Or were they from the other church? Were they? Oh, no, they're from here. Hey, just kidding. So I feel so much aroha here. It's just really amazing. And I just want to honor Apostle Norm and Jess just for your amazing aroha and heart towards all of us and raising us up. And I remember that day, 2013, just so hungry, so on fire for Jesus, just burning for Jesus. And I'm there and just like, Jesus, Jesus. And then I see this. I went there to see Bill Johnson and all the American speakers, you know, because there wasn't no anointed speakers in New Zealand that I had heard of. No. I'm just kidding. So, you know, you see it on TV and no one listens to the prophetic word from New Zealand because it has to come from America. So I'm like, I've got to go see Bill Johnson to see what he's saying for New Zealand because no one knows what's happening from their own people. And so I'm like, man, I see Bill Johnson. And then I didn't even know who Apostle Norm was. And he brought a message on tithing. And, you know, that's like the least favorite message. That's like, you know, can you bring the message on tithing? You know, I always said if they wanted me to bring a message on tithing, I'll say, look, whānau, we need to pay the bills. We need to pay all this thing. You know what to do. Just give from your heart, man. I'm not going to make it a big message. Just like give from your heart. If you don't want to give, don't give. If you want to give, give. Give from your heart. And so that's how my approach. And Apostle Norm did this amazing message about aroha. And honestly, I'd never felt this before. The wind started to blow on my face. I checked, there's no fans around. And I'm like, what is this? Or what is this anointing? And I'm sitting there and the wind is just... So I thought, there's something different about this man that I didn't know who he was. And I wasn't going to his elective because they have those electives there. I was going to go to one of my friend's ones. And I thought, I think I'm going to go in there. And it was incredible. I still remember what you spoke about he who wins souls is wise. And don't use all your Christian lingo to win people out there because it just doesn't work at all. And so I was like, man, that's really cool. And then at the end, I went and spoke to Apostle Norm. And then later on, he prayed for me, which impacted my life in such a way that a lot of things that Apostle Norm was seeing, I just took it by faith. Sometimes things are caught but not taught. So I just like, bang. You know when you got it? You got it. Turn to your neighbor and say, I got it. And so I went on this crazy mission. Okay, let's shut down the pea houses. Let's show aroha. Let's get people saved. And I'm just like out there doing it. If there is, and my beautiful nieces are here, by the way. They know my stories. And then I'm the guy, if there's a battle, if there's tension, if there's war, I'm in there. Boom, get me in there. If I hear something on the street, take me there. I'm going to get right in the middle of it, right in the thick of it, because I want to bring peace, because it's in our DNA to bring peace, to bring solutions, to bring reconciliation. So get me there. But I also grew up in Kaka, so I know how to fight as well. So if that other thing doesn't work, I'll get you on the Praise the Lord. All good. And that's where I'm from. Got a beautiful wife, three beautiful children. My wife is part Jewish, Pākehā, so it's an interesting mix. My culture in Māori, it's all spiritual, it's all Wairua, and she's just so sharp, so focused. She's like, come on, what are you doing? You know, you come back from a conference, now you got to look after the kids. Take them down to the pools. And I'm like, hang on, hon, I just need to unwind. I'm in the glory. She's, no, you go down the pools. Take those boys down there. So she's just incredible. Without her, I wouldn't be able to do what I'm doing. And, you know, she's just my most amazing encourager. She tells me, hey, man, you shouldn't have said that. That was no good. That was a stink message. So I'm just like, oh, thanks, honey. That's all good. But she's not here, so I won't be getting the look from the front row. So, oh, man, you guys are in for a treat. I love it when my wife's not in the room because then the sermon, I can make it about her. And then, see that one, honey? I put you in that sermon. You shouldn't have said that to me yesterday. No, I'm just kidding. So the next thing, I just honour the place where I come from. Pukekaroro is our maunga. When you come to Kaka, you see this beautiful maunga. It's the gateway to the north. As soon as you get into Kaka, look to the mountain. There's a wall of, actually, it's not mountains compared to you guys. These are like little hills. So for us, they're mountains. For you, they're little hills, little bumps. But for us, that's like Mount Everest. That's like Jerusalem for us. That is like the center of Aotearoa. That is the place where all revival starts from. Everyone's saying it starts from north, south. We're like, no, it starts right in Kaiwaka. That's where we're having revival. And a lot of people come, and our sister come, and they, they talk about the fire and all that, and they're like, man, you're carrying something. That's normal. We love Jesus. We love his presence. We worship him, and he comes. All good? So I talked about the waka that I come from and the people that I come from and introduced who I am. Tihe Māori ora. Was that all good, sis? She's my cousin. I'm Māori, but she's more Māori than me. She's like tūturu Māori. I won't tell him what I nicknamed it, but all good. Is that sweet karanga? No, I'm just kidding. So that's my beautiful sister and brother in the Lord, and my whānau, my whanaunga, and I just want to honor you guys. I was preparing this morning, and I felt the Lord dropping a word for you. And we're always fooling around, getting cheeky and having fun, but I've never actually spoken a word over my cousin. And I just felt the Lord say, over these last 10 years, you've been looking for a place to land, a place where you feel comfortable. It's like you come into the Te Ao Māori and you go into these spaces where many of us don't go. It's like you don't fit in there. You come into these spaces and you're looking for that place to land. And the Lord is saying, it's now time to open up your voice because you have the voice to unlock this nation. And you've been holding on so much for so long. And there's this deep birthing that's in you to release what has never been released. For it's a sound that you carry that's going to unlock our people and unlock this nation. So I want to honor you for the mantle that's on your life and your beautiful husband who's your covering, who just goes with you everywhere. And I just want to say something is going to come to Hokianga. There's going to be a fire of God's Spirit come to Hokianga like you have never seen. It's been what you've been stewarding, believing, praying for, and the Lord is saying it shall come to pass. In Jesus' name. Just want to honor also Jacinda. And not, that was so funny. Jacinda, and you nearly said, I was like, oh my goodness. That word, man, I just feel like repenting. Like, I'm like, you know when a real prophet's in the house because there's swords out. It's like, boom, boom, boom. And then I'm trying to sit there and act like, man, is it just me? And I'm like, oh, Jesus, do I just go up there and start repenting? So, Lord, I'm sorry, Jesus. Any sin I've committed against you, I give it all to you, Jesus. But that was truly inspirational. And our beautiful sister last night and your husband, every message like has been just so perfect. It's been so incredible. And I want to encourage you, when you come into these places, I mean, this is so exciting. We've been locked down for 2 years, online service. And online services are cool, but if someone's boring, you can just flick it over to another church and see what they're saying. But you can't run if you're in the service and the message is boring, you got to sit there. But like at home, it's like, man, what's he talking about? Boom! I'm gonna go check out. No, come on. Nah, I'm honestly straight up with the Lord. I just say, Lord, I'm bored. Can you do something exciting? I didn't leave the life of sin to come and just sit here and be boring. So I'm like, Lord, can you do something, Lord? And he's like, you do something. So, okay, I'm going to go do something then. Can you back me up, Lord? Yeah, I'm your dad. Come on, let's bring it. Praise the Lord. So I just honor all these amazing prophets. And Lynn, oh my goodness, first time I met you, and you nailed it last night. Man, when I saw her, I was just like, I want to receive from what you carry. And she prophesied over me, and it was for like 10 minutes, but it wasn't just the words, it was the love that I could feel and the genuine aroha and the care that you have for me as a younger minister. And then I've been wrestling with God. I've been wrestling with God about this dream that I have for my people, for my hapu, for my iwi. I've been wrestling because up home we have issues with methamphetamine and drugs, and like my nieces here and my whānau all around, they can't get a house, and our ancestors gave all the land to the European so that they can live with us, you know, under God, and now we got no whenua, we got nowhere to go, and I'm like, how can I help my people? How can I help them get into a house? How can I create kingdom solutions to provide for them to bring their spiritual need, physical need? How can I create a land of Goshen, where we're under the promise of God, where we're in this place under covenant with God on the whenua? So I'm just listening, I'm looking, how can this happen? Jesus, can you make this happen? You say in your word that if I ask anything in your name, it shall be given. You say in your word that you'll give me the desires of my heart when I delight in you. And then the Lord says, son, too small. And I said, what, Lord? He says, what does my word say? Our Father in heaven, your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. And then he said to me, that scripture when Jesus says, in my Father's house there's many mansions. He said, son, I provide for my children. Not just when they go to heaven, but here and now. That vision you have in your heart is a kingdom vision to help people through these coming challenges that we're facing right now. So this thing's burning in me, and my sister nailed it. And I just honor the Lord for the confirmation that I'm on the right track. So I praise God for you. All good? So I wrote some notes because Apostle Norm knows if I don't have notes, if you in prophetic ministry, you're like a kite. You just can go anywhere. You go in this room and that room. So this is for you guys, so that I can land this thing and I actually can share what the Lord has put on my heart to share. But aren't we living in interesting times? I have never seen what we're seeing right now. Last night before I went to bed, I saw some footage of Ukraine, and oh man, my heart. Oh, I honestly couldn't watch it. Like, I was just like, Lord, this is so challenging. And the Lord challenged me through COVID, and he said, son, the kingdom is to bring solutions to what is happening on the earth now. You must be relevant with your message, otherwise people won't catch what you're saying. So I was just like, Lord, and in this video clip of this father kissing his daughter because he had to go to war, and I'm just thinking of my kids, I'm like, and then I'm just, Jesus, have mercy on Ukraine. You are our deliverer. And so let's pray right now. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, have mercy on Ukraine. God, we plead with you. They are outnumbered. They don't have the military capacity, but we ask for divine intervention from heaven. We ask for angelic assistance, Lord. We ask that those who tried to get out, that you'll get them out safely, Lord. That you'd put them under your cloak, Lord, under your cover, Lord. That you'd get them out safely. We ask that you protect the fathers who have gone to war, Lord, so that they can get back to their children. We ask you protect the mothers, Lord God, who are just wanting to take care of their children. We ask, Lord God, that, Father God, the United Nations and other nations will step in, that these sanctions will be recognized, and that, Lord God, you will just save Ukraine, Lord. We ask for your kingdom to come and your will to be done. Have mercy, our Lord. Have mercy, our Lord. Have mercy on this beautiful, beautiful country and these beautiful people. Our heart is moved. We're moved, Lord. And let us keep them on our lips and in our hearts. Lord, this is what we can do from here, is to support by prayer. So we just send, Lord God, just your ministering spirits, your angels, let them go into Ukraine and let your spirit move powerfully there. We give you all the glory, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So I've been moved by a number of challenges and issues and things that are happening in our nation. And over the last 2 years, as we all know, it's been super challenging for everybody. It doesn't matter who you are. It's been extremely challenging. But the Word of God is very clear about these events, about end times, and we know all that stuff, wars and rumors of wars. But there's also another scripture that I want to bring up, and it's Hebrews 12, 26 to 29. And if we kind of are wondering what is going on, I believe this is, along with what everyone else has been saying, this is another part to it. And it says there, I'll go from halfway through. It says, "Yet once more, I will shake not only the earth, but also heaven." Now this, "yet once more," indicates the removal of things that are being shaken, as of things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire. And so the last 2 years, I've seen just a shaking in my own life, a shaking in our nation, a shaking in our community, a shaking in the churches, a shaking in our theology, a shaking in the way that we do church. There's just this full shaking so that everything that is not of the kingdom will remain, or everything that is not of the kingdom will go, and everything that is of the kingdom will remain. And so there's been this massive, just like, I feel it in my own spirit, this rumbling, the things that I thought, you know, was God, and the things that I thought he was moving in, he's like, "No, son, I'm not going in that direction." And there's just been this huge shaking that has been happening. Have you felt that shaking? There's this shaking. It's like, "Lord, what are you doing?" And then we're just trying to hold on to old theology, old wineskin, old ways of doing church, old programs, old systems that never worked, and they're not working, so it's not going to work. We're holding on, and God's saying, "Let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go. You are the church without limits, the church without walls. I never made you to be stuck in a building." So there's this shaking. There's just so much going on. There's this massive move that's happening. And through the shaking, we are coming out shining forth like gold. We're coming out in this place, this actual, let me just be blunt, Christians are being real. They're not being airy-fairy and, you know, all this and that. They're like having to get real. How is my faith? Do I really love Jesus? Or am I just coming here because it's just what we do? How is my prayer life? Am I reading the Word? And not to be legalistic or striving, but there's this shaking, and it's like a checking on your heart, because God will judge first his house before he does everyone else. So we got to get shaken first, and it's the words that have been coming. Division. And all of those things that have been spoken, that's the shaking. We need to get those things out of our hearts so that the kingdom of God can remain. And what does the kingdom of God look like? True love for all people. True faith, where you're steadfast and you're not moved by what is happening. So in 2019, through all this, what's happening, I had a vision, and my vision was not like everyone else's vision. My vision was, I saw a humongous storm rolling in. And I'm there with my wife, and she sees the same storm. And we're sitting there, and we call out where we live, Prayer Mountain, because it's not a mountain, a hill compared to you guys. But we're on this place, and we're overlooking the valley, and we just literally see this rolling in. So we inquire of the Lord, "What is this, Lord?" And the Lord said very clearly, "A huge storm is coming, a storm unlike anything you have ever seen." And so we asked more details about it. And it wasn't just one thing. There was many things. We saw the economy being shaken. We saw disasters. We saw all of these things happening. And he said, many people will ask, "What is going on?" And the Lord says, many are praying for revival, but they don't know the ways in which revival comes. And then immediately I saw a vision of the church being a wellspring of hope. People rushing into the kingdom because all the challenges and all the shaking. And the Lord was saying, "Son, I'm looking for people who will partner with me, who will meet the needs and the solutions of the people who are going to be struggling through this shaking." right now in our little Hahi church, it's pumping. People are so desperate for Jesus. You look to my right, to my left, just weeping because they've lost things. They've gone through things. They've gone through pain. They've gone through suffering. They've gone through many things, and they're in that place where if Jesus doesn't show up, so the only thing that is left is the presence of the Lord, which is the only thing that matters. And because we're in this place, people are just, I've been pastoring 7 years, so I haven't seen as much as a lot of you have, but in my 7 years, I've never seen people so hungry, or desperate is a better word. And you know, every church, you usually have those on fire and those sit at the back, or those that come once a month or twice a month, sort of thing. You have different people, and there's usually the 10% that's, you know, 100% committed. But now it's just different. It is like, man, we couldn't meet for the last 2 months. So now the praise is authentic. It's thank you, Jesus, that we can just meet together. Thank you that we're not hearing the word online. Thank you, Jesus. So it's just more of a desperation. And there's just things happening, and me and the other pastor, we're not doing anything. It's the Lord doing it through his rest and by his grace. And so the people that are getting saved, they go out and get others saved because there's so much fire and presence, and it's all our whānau too, by the way. They're just going out, come to church. You got to come in the house. You got to do that. And so it's just getting saturated with the presence. And so they're just playing worship everywhere they go. And there's this movement where it's just the people that have just got saved. They're going to get others saved. And we're just like, Jesus, you are doing it. I haven't changed nothing in the preaching. I'm not even doing anything different. It's just Jesus is coming because the people are hungry. They're hungry. And so they're coming. So it's just really exciting. I've never seen it so easy to win souls. You know, it's just like, man, you don't even have to hardly say anything. And they're just like, so they want hope. They want something. They want what you carry. They want this Jesus. And so we're in this space where we don't know what is happening, but we're thankful what is happening, and we're celebrating what God is doing. And I went to pastors' meeting last week, our local pastors, and that was really cool. But one, you know, we're like the only Māori church in our area, so we have those who are like meth cooks who have been free, Satanists just led to the Lord. One of them on the guitar is ex-mafia, so we have a lot of that in our house. So, and then even when, you know, the threat of, you know, like radicals coming in, we've got military people in there, we've got also, bro, they'll be all good, bro. They come into this house, we'll sort them out for you, cuz. So I'm like, oh. And we had to do that a few weeks ago, actually. This man was mocking our woman's pastor, and he was grunting and making some out of it noises. And I'm like, who is that? And I'm up the front, I can hear someone behind me. And I turned around, and all the new people, the girls here just come into our church, and they're just trying to get their lives healed. They look at me petrified, scared, because this guy's behind them grunting. And I'm like, oh, once I saw them, okay, we can't have that. So I point to my bro, who I just led to the Lord. He was a Satanist, and he was in the mafia. And I just point him, get him out. True story. And he's Parker. He's like, this dude is big guy. And so he goes up, gets him out, then the outside, in Jesus' name, get out. Because we just tell him, hey, bro, you got the authority, just do it. You know, no 10-step plan, just in Jesus' name, come out, real easy. And the other week, another guy, he's never been to church. And then I look over, he's got all his clothes off. Not all his clothes. He ripped his shirt open. His belly's hanging out. Everything's hanging out. And then he's ripped his shoes off, and his tongue's hanging out, and he's rolling around. And we're just worshiping. Glorify. glorify. And then he's in the corner, and then I'm just, okay, I keep my eye on him, and his tongue's there, and he's just doing that. And then he's never been to church, so he doesn't know you got to do that. But he's on fire. So his natural thing is, I've got to get all these clothes off. He doesn't know what the fire thing is. So he's just like ripping up. He's like, oh, I'm on fire. And then we're just like, you know, all good, bro. And then Jesus does that. And then he comes over and just looks at me and lays on my leg. And I just put my hand on his back because he's been through so much. And that was the first time we've seen him. And he gave his life to the Lord. But we didn't lead him to the Lord. Jesus led him to himself in the presence. So we're trying to wonder how this is going on. So I was at a pastor's meeting, and I'm hearing my amazing brother, beautiful pastors, who we're pretty tight. And then they're like, man, it's so challenging in COVID. We can't do long planned vision. We can't do this. And they're talking about that, and I was just thinking about it. Oh. And then I get up, and I say, this is all good for us in our church, because every week it's a mess. Our church is a multi-church, so we just flow with the wider one no matter what. We can get in there, have a message, and our spirit's not saying that, so we're going to go over there. So in this whole change and disruption, it's like normal. So we the multi in the mess, can help you guys. Just let it all go. Let it go. Let it all go. And just come and say, Wairua Tapu, here we are. What do you want to do today? And then we don't know what he's going to do. And then we see him doing it. And we're just like, yes. And then our leadership afterwards, we're like, wow. Did you see what the Lord did? So I shared to the leaders, oh, man. And so that's why we need each other. Māori aren't very administrative. We're not very administrative. You can ask my wife about that. We're not administrative. And we don't like to stick to these time limits. We go with the, I first time being on that prophetic thing, I'm like, man, that was amazing. 10 minutes, if you go to a Māori hui, open floor, and they can share for hours. And the kaupapa is, you got to let them speak. So I'm like, this is so good. 10 minutes, let's just wrap it up, keep it in 10 minutes. And that's how it is. And so in our house, this is just what it's like. So we can teach you guys through the mess. You just let it all go. You let go and you just say, Holy Spirit, have your way. What are we doing today? Because you don't know which way the wind is blowing. The wind can blow left, the right, straight here. You don't know what the Holy Spirit wants to do. Sometimes until you're in that moment, and then things happen. All good? So now I'm like, thank you, God. We're not so bad as what I thought we were. I'm trying to be like everyone else. Okay, let's get our vision focused. Let's get our plan happening, 5-year plan. Let's get the leadership plan. Let's do this. I'm like, oh, Lord, what we're doing is actually working. Praise the Lord. And what is it? Jesus, you drive. We just being the passenger. You speak it, we'll do it. When we see you move, let's move. But when you move, we all move as a whānau, all together. All good? So there's just some cool things happening, and I'm, you know, when Jacinda was preaching, others are preaching, I'm just so excited. There's so much in my spirit that I want to share, but I'm just only going to share what the Lord tells me. But there's some massive opportunities for entrepreneurs in this season. There's some massive opportunities for kingdom businesses in this season. If you truly have a heart after God, God is just going to release such favor in the marketplace. When the economy and everything's failing, you'll just have strategies, ideas, inventions, and just so many things that is just going to be far ahead of what is happening. So in our area, we've got ex-gang people, ex-meth people who are just smashing it in the business world because they were doing the wrong business before, but now they're in the business world, but their heart is unto God. How do we take care of people? And with that heart, God's just multiplying, multiplying, multiplying. And so we are like, Lord, how can we be a storehouse to help others? And I'm going to play this video real quick. just in a few moments, but just a little bit of backstory to this video. We're prophesying open doors opportunities. We're prophesying that we'll change the nation. And up there in Ngāpuhi, we had the opportunity to partner with Israel and to form a relationship. And Apostle Norm was there. And this is to form a relationship so that we can trade with Israel for the benefits of their people and the benefits of our people. But there's something spiritual in it, because we know that when you bless Israel, you are blessed. I won't share the full kōrero because it's very deep, prophetic, and it runs down generations about the vision of our Māori prophets who saw this massive move of God, which will start in Aotearoa and then go all the way back to Jerusalem. So as people are contending for things that are happening in government, we're like, we're stepping in the realm of government with our hapū and iwi, the rightful custodians of the whenua, and we're going to see Aotearoa blessed from the north as we connect it all up with Israel for all of New Zealand to receive that blessing. So if you can roll that video.
Hui te marama, hui te ora, haumie, huiai!
What are we doing? Genesis 12 said, if we want to be blessed, to bless his children, the children of promise and the children of light.
Being accepted and in a way embraced by the Ngāpuhi, the guardians of the land. And here with this beautiful tree we've brought, and the exchange of trees that will be planted on the sacred land of Waitangi in the same week with Earth Day, the olive tree for Israelis, for Middle Easterners, symbolizes peace.
And so was the saying of old, no matter how great a storm, the strong winds, the Kauri tree may bend, but it will never break. Speaking today of the relationship between the nation of Ngāpuhi, the house, and the sacred house of Israel, the Jewish nation.
The fabric, the twine, the weave of what God is doing for Aotearoa. I am nothing more, nothing less, just part of the weave that holds this whole mat together, this whole whāriki together.
Praise the Lord. So God is on the move. He is moving. And when the devil's doing one thing, you got to have your ear to the ground. What is the Father doing? So we're partnering. So that's what we are doing. And I was made the spokesman for that. So I got to deal with the country leaders, the ambassadors and the high commissioners. And I know it sounds, thing and all that. I just like, don't call me a prophet. I'm just a Māori boy from Kauaka. I grew up in a house on the Kaipara with no power. So if God can use someone like me, he can use anyone. Again, these means I don't even know what they're talking about. And I asked the kaumata, why am I here for? He goes, boy, you speak better English than us. So I'm in there, don't know what I'm doing. God put me there, no experience, and then the Holy Spirit drops, boom. And then I know through spiritual gifting, once I got them, I got them. And so we're working on some awesome things that God is initiating for the benefit of our people and for the benefit of our beautiful country. I love Aotearoa New Zealand. And I'm going to close with this. This is a bit of a governmental report. A lot of kōrero around government. So I want to give you a first-hand, hands or feet on the ground report of Parliament. So I'm going to share just really quickly a few things that we saw. We just got back from there with Kazi Lorinda and John. And for me, I love Kiwis. Doesn't matter who you are. And if you've lost your job, man, it breaks my heart. If you're struggling, it breaks my heart. When I hear people losing their homes, it just, for me, I'm just, oh. And I'm just, how can I, as a pastor, how can I afi, how can I support? How can I help these people who are struggling? And so that's just my heart. I've always been that way. When you come from brokenness and you see someone else broken, you just go to them. It's just who you are. And so I'm just actually pulled by the Lord. Get down there. Get down there, son. And so I talked to the Kazis, hey, let's fly down there. And as I was praying, I was just weeping before the Lord. And then the Lord said, son, go as a spy, spy out the land. I'm not going there for my agenda. I'm not going there for my opinions. I'm going there to just spy out the land. So I'm just moving quietly all throughout the place. I go up to the Christian area. That was amazing. And then my cousin see me. She said, son, cuz, how come you're not up there? And I said, cuz, I didn't come here for another church service. I have heaps of services. I come here to come with all the people, get amongst it, get in it, get right in that place. And we're moving around and, man, and everyone stayed peaceful and all that. The place was heavy demonic. Heavy demonic. I'm getting there, like the waiter just comes on you. I'm like, whoa, what is going on here? Something alerted me in the spirit. Something is not right. And this was an out of it thing that happened. All glory to God, how God used us. But the next day, the night before, sorry, God said, there's two angels at your door. And so I said, okay, Lord, I don't know what that's for, but I'm just going to have a rest. Then I get up in the morning, I can hear something outside my kitchen. And so I went out to check the weather, but I really want to see what's happening. And so I go out and get my prophetic eyes on. I'm looking out the window, but I'm looking to the side of my eyes, seeing what's happening. And I could see people chanting and people in the occult. And so I said, oh, good. So I went back to my room. Then they're like, bang, 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 bang. And they say, hey, can you come out and talk to us? And I went in, Holy Spirit said, go. So I went out, sat down, just the bro was on the chair, I'm on the chair, we're just eyeballing each other. And he's trying to test my spirit, I'm trying to test his spirit. I learned this from Apostle Norm. And we're sitting there just, and so I want to know, who are you? And he wants to know, who am I? So we're just going backwards and forwards, backwards and forth. And then I just listen to the spirit, and then I just ask him, share me your kōrero, share me who you are, share me. And then he just starts sharing. I'm the leader of this occult group. All the people that are here are my people, they're all under me. So I didn't tell him I'm a pastor. Didn't tell him I'm a Christian. I'm like, oh yeah, and what are you doing? Can you tell me more? And he says, we have people infiltrating this whole area. Oh, how? How are you doing? We lay ley lines. We put objects in the ground. We're moving around the building. We put spirits on every single gateway. We're set up right in the front of the main tent, and we open up portals. And these guys are on assignment. Like Apostle Norm knows. They are focused. And while this is going on, his people come up because they're wondering who I am. And then they're behind me, fully in the trance, chanting to demons. And I'm just like, praise God. I'm like, thank you, Lord. Because yesterday I thought, what am I doing here walking around? And now I'm like, I'm in my assignment. Thank you. And so I got my eyes on him, my spirit like listening to this lady, and I'm just fully focused. And then I told him, hey, by the way, mate, I never came out here to check the weather, eh? He said, why'd you come out? I said, I came to check your wairua. And then he says, well, I know who you are, and we come to check yours. Woo! So we're going back and forth. And then I had the Holy Spirit say, small window of opportunity, son. So a small window opened up. So I shared the gospel, but not by saying, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. We're far above all principality and power. Jesus has won the victory. It is finished. We're covered by the blood of Jesus. I haven't, you know what I mean? Greater is he that is in me. I didn't do. That works in church. I says, I'm a man of the wairua. I'm a man of the wairua. Oh, Wairua. So I shared the gospel about my tribe, how we come to this place of known Ihu Karaiti, whom we'd been waiting for over 500 years. Then they're like, huh? Sharing. And then I prophesied him. He starts crying. And this is the leader. He was at the hotel because he sends all his people. So he's in there getting all his assignments. And they're infiltrating. And then he's the lead. He's there. So I'm sitting there. He starts crying. Then the person behind me, the lady, she comes around. I grab her hand, prophesied into her. And then she starts crying. And they were so impacted with the love of Jesus. Because you can see a witch or someone in the occult, and we get our battle thing on, and we want to challenge them, we want to fight them. But Jesus says to me, son, those are my children. I love them. I love them. I love them, son. So I'm just looking at them with the love of Christ and thinking, man, you're going to be an amazing warrior in the kingdom. So they start crying, and then they come out and bring all the objects and lay it down in front of me. The things that they were ready to put in the ground that had been chosen, specifically cursed, specific bloodlines, all this weird stuff. And then they put it in front of me and they give me the stone. Interpret it. Has anyone interpreted a stone before? Neither. So I'm like, so they bring it to me and they said, and he's like looking at me. And while he's looking at me, his eyes turning like this way. And then I'm like, he's like, can you interpret? I said, yeah, easy. And if you're in Ngāti Whātua, this is a Ngāti Whātua thing, by the way. You're talking about opinion, mate. Come to Ngāti Whātua. And so I go, easy. And I grab the rock, and in my head I'm like, man, this is so funny. What am I going to say? Lord, what's going to happen? So I walk over to the light, and I'm like standing here looking at it. I got nothing. And then I'm like looking at the rock, and I'm like, and then something just came in the web, was 1,000 faces. So I was like, yes, I can tell you what this rock means. This rock means 1,000 faces, signifying the vine and the branch of the many stories. And then to open it up for him, I said, at home, when we bless the whenua, we stand on the manga and stand on the rocks. And then the rocks cry out because of the injustice in the whenua. So that was a normal thing for me. So I told him, this is how we interpret the healing of the land. We get on the land, we can hear the land and the blood crying out. And so I said, this rock, I'll be able to hear what has happened. So I said, this is the rock of 1,000 faces. And he says, this rock means 1,000 trees. Wow. And then, you know, when you like on the inside, you're like, nailed it. I nailed it. But it's all the Lord. So honestly with me, I have fun. I have a blast. It's not serious. It's just, I'm just having fun with Jesus. And then, so they bring it all out. And then if you think that's weird, the other one who's like chanting goes away, comes back and says this, comes up real close. The spirits told me that you are to interpret this. She opens up her hand and goes to give me something. I said, what is that? And it was a rotten apple core, rotten. And I'm like, ooh, I don't want to touch that. And then so I didn't grab it. She's like, bang, puts it in front of me. And she goes, can you interpret? I said, easy. And then straight away, I said, just in the physical, when things are rotten, it attracts flies. So I said, same in the spiritual. Unclean things attract unclean spirits. This whole place needs cleansing. Everything needs cleansing. Then they stand up. I stand up and they say, can you please pray for us? Can you pray for us? And then, and I said, all good. So I prayed in the reo, and then we prayed, and they had these things ready. So I released the Wairua Tapu into everything, blessed it. So then when they put it on the ground, because they were doing all their weird stuff, because I still didn't tell them I'm a pastor or I'm a Christian. I says I'm a man of the Wairua because I'm undercover. I'm a sniper. And... And the worst thing a sniper can do is give away his position. That's the best thing is to stay hidden. So I'm just still in that place. And then they were so impacted, they all started crying. And then this was the funny thing, they said, can you please come? And this was the assignment. Can you please come at 2 a.m. on February 22nd at 2 a.m. We're opening up a huge portal, the biggest portal that has ever been opened. And we're going to do a special ceremony. Can you come with us and pray? So my ear, I'm just like, okay, I'm listening, Lord. And what happens? I just said goodbye to them and all that. Straight away, went outside, made sure they couldn't see me because they're everywhere. So I got into a place they couldn't see me. I messaged the Aotearoa prayer intercessors who have Māori in every hapu and iwi who pray 24/7. I said, this is the assignment. This is what they're doing. We need to shut it down. And then that went out, boom, to the networks. The Christians were praying 24/7 because they were about to open up something and release spiritual things which was affecting our nation and our children in that place. So God gave us the assignment. We spied it out. Now we knew what to do. And then that night, from 12 to 4 a.m., we prayed with the scripture of Psalms 24, "Lift up your heads, O you gates, that the King of glory may come in." Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. So I didn't go with them, but I went, and we're going to counter this, and we're going to release what God is releasing. So we're there moving in a small team. We want to release what God is releasing. And then we saw this net come out of the Spirit. And then I felt the net had two folds to it, where it was to clean unclean spirits, or not clean, remove them, catch them, and then it was for harvest. Harvest. So there's other things that we declared. But that day, over 40 people came to Jesus. Because I'm here to do what the Father is doing and saying. And then we prophesied that Christians would infiltrate because they were everywhere. And so we just seen Christians coming in droves because the battle was constant, backwards and forwards. And so the Christians been there winning souls, sharing the love of Jesus, praying for the lost, and bringing the hope of Christ that we carry, releasing the kingdom into our brothers, our Kiwi brothers who are suffering and who are hurting. The mess is where I want to be. And I want to challenge you, church, today with love. Get out there, get into it, but only if the Spirit leads you. If He leads you, then you be obedient, like Jacinda was saying, Bond 7. If He says go, you go. But I want to tell you right now, harvest in the prophetic community, harvest is coming. Harvest is now. Harvest is right now. It's happening. Harvest is now. The laborers are few, but the harvest is plentiful. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send you out to the harvest field. I'm going to get in it. I'm going to get amongst it so that God can be glorified, so that in every way our nation can be free with the true freedom that comes from Jesus. Amen? Amen. Everyone, please stand. So I come just to light a spark, to light a match in your wairua, in your spirit, so that you will catch what the Spirit is doing here and now. God is bigger than all governments, but He's looking for His government, who stand on His shoulders, who hear His voice and respond to Him in obedience. I want to challenge us, church. It's time to move. As I was praying about this whole thing happening down in Parliament, Lord, do I go back there? Because I just want to get these souls. This is what the Lord said to me. Time is short. Win as many souls as possible, son. Boom, there's my assignment. So, Father, with that, You are the one who does all amazing, creative, just supernatural things. And we're just a partner with You when we say yes to You. And today we're saying yes to You for our nation, for our family, for our loved ones. Because, Lord, these are the most exciting times to be alive. Lord, some of us may have lost that joy or that first love. Lord, let it be restored in a way where there's so much zeal and passion and fire, Lord God, that everywhere they go, they will just have the love of God in their hearts and on their lips, Lord, sharing your great mercy and the great hope that we carry. We pray, Lord God, that your kingdom would come, your will be done in this nation. And we thank you for what you are doing. We give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise, King Jesus. Amen.
So good. So very, very good. Man, I love those stories. And thank you. Thank you, Tafali. And thank you for also explaining and giving us more insight into the welcomes, the ways, the reasons for telling your story and telling who you are. And it just helps us understand more and more and appreciate more and more. Therefore, we can honor more and more. And it's not, you know, for a white boy, Bakia bull like me, a bit of German, bit of German Jew, bit of English, bit of Irish. They all hated each other. And the only way I've been able to reconcile it is all in Christ, the new creation. You know, that's yeah. But it just helps me understand, helps me honor. And thank you so much. And fantastic. Fantastic. My Father, I just want to thank you for every word, everything that's come from your heart today. Let it really rest in us. Let it be seed into our spirits, into our hearts. Let it become part of us. In Jesus' name, amen.